Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
If you have a nagging health problem, please give me a call to make an appointment at 651-342-2083. Putting the health back into healthcare, this is Dr. David Wick, and the number is 651-342-2083. Because of chiropractic's concern with the mechanics of the spine, chiropractors are inundated with advertising about various types of pillows. With choices such as fluid-filled, foam-filled, firm, soft, a variety of heights and configurations of peaks and valleys, so to speak, and a whole lot more, the variety of different pillows staggers the imagination a little. Over the years, I have tried a number of different pillows, and I found that most of those marketed to chiropractors are really pretty good. What I've been often disappointed in, though, are the costs of pillows. Most of those found at department stores can be acquired for just a few dollars. Meanwhile, those with the number of bells and whistles are double or triple the cost of the standard department store pillow. Are they worth it? In my quest to answer that question, I looked through a variety of studies to see if any had a definitive answer. As it turns out, most of the available studies I found had some answer or another, but they didn't pass the tests I shared with you a few weeks back. For the most part, the results of studies were based on very few subjects. The studies also tended toward more subjective measures such as reports of comfort, rather than firmer scientific data based on objective tests. So, it seems that, with pillows, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, so to speak. There are a few tips, though, that will help in selecting a pillow that is just right for you. It should be the thickness that allows your head to be in a normal or neutral position. It should be firm, but comfortable enough that you can keep your head on it without aching. If the pillow is too large or too small, it will cause excessive bending of the neck and poor positioning of the head. This means that while you're lying on the pillow, you will have unhealthy stretching of the muscles in your neck. This can have some unwanted consequences in your posture long term, not to mention that it can cause headaches. When you position your pillow, it should be under your head and not your shoulders. Now, the tips I shared are true whether you are a back sleeper or side sleeper. Sleeping on your stomach is not recommended as it can strain your neck while you turn your head to a side so you can breathe. And it can also cause your lower back to have issues as it sinks in toward your belly, putting too much stress on the lower back and hips. The position of the neck is very important for overall health. The neck is a superhighway of nerves, blood vessels, and muscles that affect everything above and below the neck, so it's important to find a pillow that really works for you.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.